we just have so much to talk about with this Patty Cake song. And we talked about it on the radio, so it's such a big deal to both of us that we had to blog about it. So that's what we're doing right now.
Well, let's just start
fresh about it. So. What? Just go ahead.
You know, you grow up and you learn a song a certain way, yeah. And I'm just assuming it's from a different part of the country that you were brought up in, but I've just never heard the song done the way that you do it.
I am just sad, to be honest, that her girls missed out on that personalized Patty Cake song. They just got Baby
oh, really?
And Me. It's not like bad.
I don't
it's
think just... my girls really missed out on anything. I okay. just sang it as, like, you like.
Go ahead.
You know the song Rockabye Baby
yes.
in the treetop?
Uh-huh.
It was like that. We didn't say Rockabye Cassidy
you
in
didn't?
The treetop. No, and you did not either.
We did not on that
no,
one.
No, no, no.
We didn't on that one.
Okay,
patty
so
cake,
I'm patty cake, patty cake, baker's man. Yeah. Make me a cake as fast as you can.
Roll it, pat it.
Mark it with a B and throw it in the oven for baby and me.
So
that's the way we learned
we
it.
Would always do it like mark it with an M, put it in the oven for Morgan and me so that it was like that baby's name. And so I actually did look it up.
But it didn't rhyme. You know,
and
like
I said,
Morgan.
Do you look it up? And if you go to, it's not pattycake.com, but it says, or it says, or patty cake.
Okay.
I guess you could do it.
Oh, you looked up the song, like how it supposedly
well,
really
I asked,
goes.
I Googled, do you add baby name?
And?
And it says, so what you do is you change the B to whatever the actual initial and the word baby to the child's name.
Okay.
And then another one says, often the last two lines are replaced by the child's first initial and first name.
Okay, well, that person grew up in the same part of the country that you grew up in.
I like
in.
To, okay. So, and so I'm just extending that, you know, you could try it that way, like with your granddaughter.
You know what?
Because you still have another opportunity.
You know,
to
what
personalize.
I just realized, yeah, I would like to personalize that
yeah.
song. It, maybe it's kind of like the old roast in the pan story.
Okay, tell
you,
me about
you know that.
That
story?
Like the is it the frog that boils?
No.
You know, because I don't like that one.
I don't
you know what I'm talking about.
I don't like that one.
Okay,
either.
Tell me the one I'm listening.
No, this is a roast.
I'm
you cut
all
off
ears.
You cut off both ends of the roast and then you put it in the pan and then you put it in the oven.
It sounds delicious.
It's like, well, why are you cutting off the ends of the roast? Well, I don't know. That's how my mom taught me. Then you go to the mom and say, why do you cut off the ends of the roast? Well,
I don't know. That's
the way
how
my grandma taught me. Grandma, why do you cut off the
I
ends
gotcha.
Of the roast?
Okay.
Because
just
it was too big for the pan. I mean, that's the only reason. It had no validity whatsoever.
You know, I'd like to try that Rockabye Baby song, please, with one of my daughter's names.
Okay, go for it.
Rockabye Morgan in the treetop. Although that one doesn't end well.
No, it does not.
So never mind on that one. I'm not going to.
A lot of those things don't end well.
Child's name on that one.
Have you heard the story of Hansel and Gretel?
My wife had to read that for the kids the other day at school.
Why and did she do that?
It was her day to read to the first graders.
I know, but you just read it as is?
Apparently, I asked Clara, my first grader, yesterday, and I was it a scary story? She went, no.
Then she
made
changed it.
Must have changed it.
Well, yeah, the Big Bad Wolf. All those stories are kind of scary sometimes. Well, those Mother Goose are what?
Grimm's fairy tales.
Very grim.
There was a name like right there. We should have been like honed in on
yeah.
that. His name's Grimm.
Yeah.
He always was, apparently.
That's what you get.
And did you know that Humpty Dumpty wasn't necessarily an egg? Like, where did it ever say it was an egg?
Nowhere in the written word does it say Humpty Dumpty was an egg.
All that brought to you by the letter B. Put it in the oven for baby and me. Thanks for listening.